Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga.
Catch up, nigga. Catch up, nigga.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce triple black. I'm Geechee House. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Meechee House. Rosé, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big vein. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What the fucking felons? What my dog said, I got that Archie Bunker, and it's so white I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah, One Nation, under God.
All right, folks, welcome to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, how you feeling, baby? You feeling good?
Feeling pretty good.
You ready to have a goddamn radio show?
No liquor today, though.
No, just the weed. If you're listening tonight for the first time, take off your pants, open an ice-cold Mickey's Fine Irish Malt Liquor, and get ready to get your party on. It's the S&D, baby. Got a great show lined up for you this evening. We got our buddies Jason and Dale from Another Damn Talk Show right here with us on the program this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Jason motherfucking Oblivion and Dale the Duke Chatfield. What's going on, boys? How the fuck are you?
We're good, but that's not the name of our show, dude.
Another damn talk show.
Oh, we're mediocre show. Somebody else.
Guys are hilarious.
Pip, tally ho.
Tally ho. The only other show on Jackalope Radio that is equally fucking dejected. Equally dejected.
You know, I was kind of curious. How did you guys hook up in the first place?
Yeah. We had butt sex.
That'll do it.
What? Like, how do we hook up with the Lope, or how do we hook up with each other?
You guys hook up with each other.
Oh, we had man. Butt sex.
Kind of on different sides of the world and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a bizarre story. I mean, because I used to do, like, my own little audio sitcom show for years, and Dale, you were a fan of Road Trip, yeah?
I was a Road Trip whore, yes.
Yeah, and so, but the thing is that, so, like, Dale would talk to me on Facebook, but the thing, like, in the beginning is, like, he annoyed me to the point where I blocked his ass.
Yay! And then, that's my claim to fame.
And then I decided I was done doing that kind of, like, show for a while, so I wanted to do a talk show. So I'm like, well, who wants to do a talk show with me? And he was the first one that answered, so I always believe
No. That's wrong. I was the only one who answered.
No, you weren't the only one, but you were the first. I think there's like seven total.
Okay.
Christ.
But he was the first, like, the other day. What?
Nothing.
No, because everyone that answered, I think, was on the show at one point.
Kind of an internet match made in heaven.
Yeah, but he was the first one, and I think we had, like, I don't know, at one point we had, like, what, five people on the show?
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But they all just annoyed the living shit out of me and Dale so much that we shit-canned everybody.
Nice. So where can our listeners listen to your show? Where are you on and what time?
Oh, shit. Well, we're on the Lope live on Sundays. Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, you can check the website, jasonoblivion.com, for the times.
Nice.
And you can find us in iTunes, Another Damn Talk Show.
Now, that's jasonoblivion.com is also where fans would go to download the Road to Oblivion, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You just go to that website. I mean, there's, like, I do, like, tons of stuff over there. Like, three things.
I've listened to some of it, dude. That shit's hilarious. It's funny.
It's pretty sick.
Pretty sick. It's pretty good. It's good. It's
love just, Jesus. Don't listen.
Yeah, if you're a big supporter of Christ, it's probably not where you want to be. Yeah. Oh God. Now anyone who listens to our show knows we kind of usually follow a format. Today, fuck it. We're just gonna mix a couple of drinks and freeform the shit out of it. I want to talk about something real quick, and I have to. Let's talk about the Fleshlight for a second. Dale and Jason, have you guys seen this product, the Fleshlight?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
Try it. Have you tried it, Dale?
Of course. It'd be rude not to.
Have you really tried it, honestly?
I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm just Googling it now.
the Fleshlight.
It's a flashlight, though. That's a pocket pussy, dude.
It's
amazing. Oh, what? Yeah, I want one.
It's amazing.
They also have some that look like tall boy beer cans.
Yeah, it's called Sex in a Can. Like it looks like fucking Guinness cans or a Boddington's pub can. You screw off the top and
just keep your pocket pussy on your bookshelf
and pound it. Yeah, yeah, you could throw it right
would
in with there.
Would it be as satisfying as my rabbit though?
I don't know, but for our listeners out there, go to www.samanddannation.com and click on one of the 200 goddamn Fleshlight links that are up and buy yourself a pussy. If you're not getting enough at home, go to our website and get one. And
they also have I don't know if it's a Halloween promo or not. But
yeah, it's called Freaks. They have zombie pussies.
They have zombie pussy, which that's just weird. But you Cyborg know there's some pussy, freak out there buying it.
Dracula pussy.
How is that weird, though, but yet, like, fucking a flashlight's not weird.
Touché, sir. Touché.
I mean, like, you're already going for it. So what does it matter? I mean, it could be like Fleshlight, but like the horse pussy insert in it or something.
Well, they actually, I'm surprised we've
they,
not
ha- they have an alien.
Yet.
They have an alien.
Yeah, they do have for the Freaks thing. They have an alien, and it's got like two clits.
Yeah,
and they kind of go off to the side a little bit.
Shit's crazy, dude. The beast.
I want the Dale insert.
Well, we.
Oh, thank you.
We are also proud affiliates of the Flesh Jack, which is made by gay men for gay men. It's the Fleshlight. It's the Fleshlight with the butthole. So it exists. God damn. All right, guys. So yeah, check out our website www.samanddannation.com and buy yourself a pussy there. They got great deals going on right now. So let's see here. We're gonna do a little news, just some funny shit that we can kind of freeform on, and then. Then we're going to play a game we used to play back in our blog talk days called 10 Questions. I'm going to ask you guys some.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Go right ahead, Sugar.
You guys were on blog talk. I love that station, but it seems to me like they're going crazy over there.
Blog talk sucks a bag of fucking dicks.
That's what I heard, man. But I mean, they have like cool like ways of doing your show if you're like a live person. But it's like I heard that they are just fucking people over like crazy over there.
Well, first of all, just for a minimum subscription, it's like $40 a month. And yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's not like, I mean, they have a lot of cool services and it basically makes the show brainless. You don't have to learn how to
pay for that.
You can literally just grab two cell phones and can do your show.
Do a radio show. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously there's quality issues and shit because of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was curious is like, because I thought that was the only way to do your show is I thought you had to like use your cell phone. Because I used to listen to, you guys ever heard like Ghost? You ever heard of Ghost on his, what the fuck show did he do? What's that show, Dale?
Wankstein.
Ghost.
Oh, it's, shit, conservative, fuck, True Capitalist Radio. You ever heard that?
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. yeah.
Well, you guys aren't fans of Ghost. See, that dude's, he's crazier than shit.
We'll have to check him out.
I'm not.
He's on Blog Talk, though?
Yeah, he's like the top guy over there. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. But even he got so pissed off. Like, he was like paying like 200 some odd bucks a month to do his shit over there.
Well, I'll tell you what's weird. You have to do it, you know, live at the time, which, you know, that's how we got kind of good at it because we had to do it live.
Yeah, you get one take.
But what sucks is if something happens and your show fucks up, you literally can't do another show until the next day.
Yeah, you can only record one a day.
Right.
Even though you're paying, you're limited to that one a day.
I'm not pimping Blog Talk here. Don't get me wrong, because Blog Talk's a fucking pile of shit. I'm telling you, I just didn't realize. I just didn't see you guys with the patience to deal with the fucking bullshit at Blog Talk. That's why I was a little taken back.
That's why we were looking for. looking for a new home, and the nice people at Jackalope kindly accepted us into their.
Well, to be fair, when we did the blog talk show, we would just get shit fuck plastered.
Yeah.
And record, and some were good, and some were really bad.
We have
bad.
Archives on there of us just passed out on the air snoring.
Are you really?
Yeah, no shit. I think it was the St. Patrick's Day episode where I literally passed out in the chair, breathing like Tony Soprano and shit, just fucking tragic. That's fucking real radio right there, goddamn it.
So when you guys like hooked up with the Lope, obviously you had to tell them like, "Hey, this is where our shows are. Go listen to it." And then, like, did you call them back and ask them if they listened to your show? And did you get like the reluctant, "Yeah," like we got?
Yeah, I mean, no, I actually hit Todd up on Facebook, and he, yeah, I don't know what show he listened to because they were all pretty rough.
Yeah, like we were really kind of coming into our shit then, and.
Yeah, yeah, we did an Easter episode where we reviewed The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, it's horrible.
I think that's the first one I sent him, actually. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's not the one you sent him, is it?
I don't remember. It had a big bunny rabbit on it that was eating a child on the fucking promo poster.
I'm sure it turned out well, though. I mean, Passions of the Christ review, you guys, I mean, what could possibly be wrong with that entire conversation?
You know, Jesus over a rock getting fucking raped with a whip, and it's... Torture porn, yeah.
It's like the inaugural torture porn flick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to do a little news here on the Sam and Dan Nation. To kick that off, we have one of my favorite bands, The Used, with Burning Down the House. I got a couple of things I want to talk about here. This is new shit. It's pretty funny. This guy, now this comes from What the Fuck News. I'm going to read this article. The dangers of having a glass crack pipe in your rectum.
Dale?
Can't see a problem?
There are dangers associated with having a glass crack pipe in your rectum when getting locked up. Albert Walker apparently avoided one of them, a felony charge related to bringing an illegal item into jail. He fessed up to on August 28th to having a smoking device stashed in his rectum. It's a long article. I'm not going to go through all of it. But this motherfucker took a crack pipe, stuck it up his own ass, and I guess it broke while he was in jail. How about
that
having
puts a whole new angle on sharding?
Crack on crack violence, dude.
That's intense, man.
You know, I hate to bring it up, but it reminds me of this horrible internet video. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's called, I think it's One Guy, One Jar.
So bad.
You guys familiar with it?
No.
Don't make me look at it.
You don't have to look at it, but it's literally a guy that shoves like a glass up his ass.
And it breaks.
And then fishes the shards out.
He has to literally fish the shards of broken.
Oh!
What?
It's awful.
What? Yeah.
The shit they have on the internet.
I would imagine the crack pipe would have been just... That's addiction to a substance. You don't see anybody sticking beer up their ass going to jail.
What about the video that was sent from us from a listener, Dale? You remember the one that would scar us forever?
Yes, I do. God.
Which one was it? I can't even say it.
Two men, one stump.
Oh.
No, see, whatever you're thinking of, it's not that. It's something horrifically worse.
Somebody getting his limbs cut off?
No. Hang on.
If it was, it would be less traumatic than the shit that
some guy lopped his dong off. Is that what?
Okay, you want to know what it is? It's
probably blocked it from my memory. It's so bad.
It's two guys. Okay, one guy's in a sex swing. Okay,
yeah, that's the one.
And the other guy is pushing him with his leg stump, but he's like sticking his leg stump up the other guy's asshole while he's pushing him. It's terrible, dude. And this is a real video, and it was sent to us from fucking Scott from Lost in the Static.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Fuck Rube, dude. This is the kind of shit that's going on the Lope. This is what's happening here.
It's fucking crazy. How about getting fucked in the ass?
Crazy.
Fucked in the ass with a leg stump. Jesus Christ.
On a sex swing.
On a sex swing at that. Jesus.
I can't think of anything worse than shit stump.
Well, poor Albert Walker got a crack pipe lodged in his asshole, so that sucks for Albert. Let's see here. What else? This is kind of interesting. Kind of interesting here. Squeezing breasts for Stop AIDS charity. This happened in Japan.
Of course it did. On the bus.
Let's see here. This goddamn article will load. Okay. The Japanese have taken raising money for charities to a new level with a breast fundraiser event. The fundraiser, which was part of the Erotica Will Save the World event, took place on August 25th and 26th in Tokyo, Japan at the breast fundraiser event. 10 ladies volunteered to have their breasts squeezed in exchange for cash rewards for the Stop AIDS cause to participate. This is what's funny. In the event, men and women had to line up, have their IDs checked to make sure they were 18. They would donate money, sterilize their hands, and they would get to squeeze the breasts of one of the 10 models. They were allowed 2 squeezes per hand.
That's awesome.
And if they weren't satisfied, they had to get back in line and fork up more cash. That's they're doing the world a favor there. That would go over huge in the U.S., I think.
What would happen if there was like a massive like downdraft? And your hand accidentally went, like, in her vagina.
Yeah, Daniel and I talked about that.
Yeah, I think they should do a slide one in program.
Yeah, like, why stop with the breasts, you know? Let's get a squeeze some cheeks or, you know, squeeze in it. Or just fuck a chick. That's kind of, you know, fucking in the opposite direction there. But you could have a fundraiser where you get to bang a prostitute to stop AIDS.
It's like make a slip foundation or something.
Jesus, fuck.
Well, I'm going to set up a charity drive. For $10, I will let Kate Upton squeeze my balls.
For 10?
With her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Huh? With her. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
What about Honey? What about Honey Boo Boo? You guys watch that show?
Oh, no!
Super my baby daddy.
With her mouth. With her mouth.
Honey Boo Boo with her mouth. Not the little girl. Not the,
yeah,
the mom.
What the hell would you call Honey Boo Boo's mom, by the way?
Fucking, I don't know, Jabba.
Snorlax.
Snorlax. The mine. Oh, what about Sugar Bear? How do you even mount that? Like, he needs a car jack and shit. To even get to the pussy.
Have you seen that show, Dale?
I've heard it on Kevin and Bean, but I've not seen it. No, I don't think it even.
Oh, dude, no, you have to see it, dude. It's seriously like it's the one show where I watch it and I actually contemplate suicide because that's it's proof that there is no rhyme or reason to the existence of the human race. No.
I understand that they have to subtitle all the speech because nobody can understand what they say.
They're all fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's like it's part of TLC's America. You so crazy block of entertainment.
You know what TLC stands for, don't you? The Looney Channel.
Fucking the Loser Cock Channel is what it's fucking.
I called my mom up on the phone yesterday about it. My mom's pretty laid back. I'd never heard her use so much profanity. Once I brought the words Honey Boo Boo, she just snapped.
It seems to be a reaction for most people to just fucking. It's a train wreck, dude. It's like watching.
Like the 12-year-old girl that's popping out that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
They say she's 17, but come on, she ain't no 17.
No, that bitch is 13 in a day. 13 in a day.
Maybe out in the sun after some sun damage, she's 13.
Now, I also understand that the 12-year-old sounds like a 40-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, which, they do.
What, what's her name? Butter Lovin' or something?
Butterball. 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 Fucking little.
Oh, can you imagine what the Honey Boo Boo Thanksgiving special is going to be like?
That's going to be intense. A lot of fucking.
I'm going to boo boo and I'm going to ass fist this Tarka with some black hand.
You actually do a stark fucking voice of that. That's scary.
Yeah, that's what you're like, hey, Professor Honey Boo Boo. You know what I do? Because I sit there and piss my kid off. Because like he'll be sitting there minding his own business and I call him Junior because his name's Jason too. And I'm like, hey, Junior. He'd be like, what, Dad? And I'm like, hey, Junior, you want your girlfriend to be a honey boo boo? And he's like, Dad. And I said, oh, come on. You little honey boo boo. And Dad.
Yeah.
You know you little honey boo boo. Dad. And he just starts flipping out.
Fucking. Dude, it kills me that in America this is popular. Like, what the fuck has happened to our society? Like, people find this enjoyable to watch. It's,
this and 2 Chainz, man. This and 2 Chainz. I'm in the kitchen. Yams everywhere. Between Honey Boo Boo and the MVA or the VMAs, we'll live with Dale. I've had enough.
There was a story a while back about the fact that people were baffled because he was wearing 3 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz was wearing 3 Chainz.
I like how there's like the story about how his rap name used to be Titty Boy, but he changed it to 2 Chainz to be more acceptable to families. But yet his number one single is I Got Crack. Got it from the trap, now rap. No matter where I'm at, I got crack. And the number one lyric is I'm gonna turn that camel toe into casserole. But Titty Boy is unacceptable.
Titty Boy wasn't I'm going to turn that camel toe into casserole. I'm not familiar with his music for obvious reasons.
Terrible.
Sounds fucking retarded. But
I don't like rap. I listen to I like Ludacris. And that's pretty crazy. But this guy, oh, that's bad, dude.
I like we love hip hop, but just not fucking old retarded hip hop. Yeah.
Mostly old stuff.
Mostly.
Yeah,
old
stuff. This is trash. I think Dale, we should bump to 2 Chainz while we're in Vegas.
You reckon?
Are you guys going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Dude, are we?
Well, in a couple weeks, bitch. Where the fuck have you been?
I didn't know that. That's fucking awesome, sir.
We've been talking about it for a year and a half. Yeah, no, we've never met, so we're going to Vegas at 24th to the 27th. Which
nice. Tropicana.
And I don't know if we're ever going to come back.
I wouldn't, dude. I'd fucking stay.
Vegas, I plan on coming back with a new wife, Dale's wife.
Nice. Well, speaking of fucking silly shows on TLC, have you seen this, what's it called, Daniel? Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twin show that's on TLC now? I got so much to talk about with this.
I have lots of little questions about the whole
basically it's
anatomy
these, it's
aspects.
These two, I guess they're 19, 18, 19 years old now. They're a fucking conjoined twin. They got two heads.
Is one 18 and one 19?
I don't know if they're
one
18
was
or
stuck
19.
In the pussy
yeah,
for
one
a year
was
trying
stuck,
to fight its way
yeah,
out.
One was stuck in the vagina for a long time.
I remember when I hung out of your mom's vagina for a year for you.
But now one of them is engaged.
What? And
yeah.
How the fuck does that work?
Well, first of all, are you guys familiar how they're conjoined?
Oh yeah, they look like a two-headed monster, dude.
Yeah, each one controls an upper torso, but their digestive system connects, and there's only one vagina, one ass.
Yeah, instead of calling the show "Joined for Life," it should be something like "Two Girls, One Cock, One Body." That would be
Well, here's what I thought was funny about it. They're engaged, right? Or one of them's engaged.
One of
them.
They
made it specific because, I would just count them as one person. Like,
yeah.
You're getting a twofer deal here.
Exactly.
But, just let's say they get married, right? And so then the other girl meets a dude. So what, that dude has to live in the same house? Do they sleep at different houses, different nights?
Do they share a vagina?
Yeah. Do they have to do paper, rock, scissors for who gets the pussy and who gets the ass tonight?
Got sloppy seconds tonight,
sir. Who goes first? Hey, sorry, I don't want to be a dick there, John. What's the problem, Ron? Well, it seems that you couldn't have spooned your fucking cum out of her before I... Come on, man, that's just rude.
Is it rape if one of the girls is sleeping and the other's awake?
Right, exactly. And how does the blowjob work? That's got to be awkward.
I would just work between both heads.
That's what I was thinking, just back and forth. A little.
Think about this. What if you decide to 69 that thing? You got one sucking your dick and the other's licking your asshole.
That's what I was gonna say. Like that could work. You could have.
And you need four pairs of hands at the same time. You can get fisted, jaw. Oh, this is great, Dale. We just become conjoined twins together. Think what things we could do for men.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah, Abby and Britt.
No.
Sorry.
They should go into porn. They really should. They could have a fucking. They could have a real career there, I think.
I'm not watching that porn video. Hey, you know what would be really nasty, though? Not to be nasty, but I'm just saying. What if, like, one sucking dick, right? And she swallows it, and then the other throws it up?
Oh, that could happen because they only share one stomach.
They share the same stomach.
Oh, my God. That would be fucking hilarious.
That made me wonder, they eat at the same time, right? That's got to be fucked up. They eat at the same time,
right.
You know, and they share one stomach.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All kinds
one
of
one asshole.
I'd hate to see them after taco night.
That's fucked up, dude. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
TLC, just fucking ruining America. Christ almighty. All right. Let's see here. Got one more news article, and then we're going to do some questions here. Woman severs cheating boyfriend's penis. We've been reading a lot of these lately, Daniel. What is with the fucking dick removal going on in this world?
I guess there's just women that are adverse to cock.
A woman who discovered her boyfriend had been cheating sliced off his penis with a kitchen knife and tossed it down the toilet as he slept. Peru media says, I guess he was asleep? Oh, it says he was intoxicated. He was drunk and she cut off his cock and threw it in the toilet and flushed it. That's pretty fucked up, dude.
Is it going to grow into an alligator?
That sounds like a new Roger Corman movie, The Dickigator.
Alligator cock. Jesus Christ. That's fucked up. I mean, I can understand breaking up with him or, you know, I don't know, even fucking... physically assaulting him in some way, but to cut off a man's dick, that just seems a little extreme to me. I don't know. It's just
I don't know. Like, what if you were, like, let's say you were involved and, like, someone cut your dick off. Would you at least want to suck it before they threw it down the john, or?
Oh, I want to shove up and off.
My ass, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Roll me over and fuck me with my own dick. Just
hey, hang on a minute. I was like, so if some bitch is going to cheat on you, you're going to cut a vagina out?
Yeah, they make coring devices, dude. You ever seen how they take those samples in Antarctica?
Yeah, core samples. Yeah,
why not take those samples out of Annie?
Yeah,
but you know, there's some sick fuck that would still fuck her.
Oh yeah,
fuck the gaping spoon.
Didn't somebody core someone's vagina out in the new Human Centipede movie?
I don't know. I didn't watch that.
I couldn't watch more than the first one.
No.
Oh, the first one was great. I heard the second one's just traumatic. I heard that they lost everyone when the lady gave birth due to stress in a car while she was trying to escape, and the baby fell out, and she slammed on the gas pedal, but the baby's head was under the pedal and crushed the baby's head and exploded.
Jesus Christ!
Don't forget advertisers.
www.mdnation.com.
There you go. That's what I heard.
Jesus Christ. All right,
that's okay. You just powder it and sell it to the Chinese.
Give it to fucking Angelina Jolie. All right.
Oh. Look at some necklace vial.
Oh, Jesus. All right, folks. We'll be back here in just a second with a little Q&A for our friends Jason and Dale. And to get that started, we got a little Oh Yeah from Yellow. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Back in our blog talk days, like I said, we used to play this game called 10 Questions with colorful guests that we would have on. So I'm gonna start off, and you guys fucking, they're pretty broad questions. So number one.
Can I just say something before you get on with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not colorful. It's only Jason's colorful. I'm white.
I am colored. So while we play this game, Dale can answer first, and then I'll answer.
Okay, let's see. What's one of your best drunk stories? Everybody's got one. You got a drunk story, either one. I know Dale doesn't drink a lot, but I know Jason's got it.
Well, I got drunk maybe 3 times in my whole life.
Well, one of those had to be fucking like waking up next to a dead prostitute or something.
No. I think basically what had happened, I decided that it would be a good idea, my drunken state. My parents were away. It'd be a good idea to jump into the chair, which had these like rubber springs underneath, and then swing off the door.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 20. Now, this would have been okay, except 3 things happened. One, I busted the fuck out of the chair. I pulled the door off the hinges and I crushed my fingers in the door jam. I woke up. Four, actually. I banged my head on the kitchen sink at the same time, knocked myself out, and woke up the next morning in a pool of vomit with a broken door, a broken chair, and fucking crushed fingers. Not good.
I'm and dad going, what the fuck were you doing, boy?
No. I cleaned out before they got home.
That sounds like a fucking party.
Yeah, one man party.
You wake up the next day like, what the fuck? Uh-huh.
Jason, you got one? Anything?
Nothing that can compare to that. I mean,
the
best drunk session I had was I was drunk for a week in Thailand when I was in the Marine Corps, and I don't remember much. I just remember a bunch of Philippine prostitutes and drinking a lot of beer and fingering a lot of pussy. But nothing to compare to fucking up my house like that.
I don't know. It wasn't my house. It was my mom's house.
Right.
You didn't even live there?
No, oh yes, I lived there, but I lived with my mom.
I thought you were like just lived your own. Like, I'm drunk
for the weekend.
Fuck my mom's
house. I'm gonna go get drunk at mom's house.
Yeah, hey, I'm watching mom's house while she's gone. I'm gonna tear shit off the walls.
I actually ran myself over in my own car.
That's quite an achievement.
Real shit. Yeah, we were out in the country somewhere, and we've been drinking beer all night, and we stopped to take a piss, which makes sense in the middle, just like in the middle of the road. And the fucking car was on an incline, so I open the door and I get out, and like a dumb fuck, because I'm drunk, I'm standing there and I'm pissing in the door jam, right? The door's open, and I forgot to put the fucking car in park. so it's in neutral, and it's like a fucking 1995 Monte Carlo, just a solid steel fucking car, heavy as shit. It starts rolling backwards, I don't see it, fucking thing clips me. Now, I still have my dick in my hand, mind you, okay? The fucking car rolls over the back. It clips my legs. I go down onto my dick first, right? And it's fucking, I'm still pissing at this point. So I'm like pissing all over myself. The fucking car starts to drag me. So I roll over onto my back and I get my foot up against a door jamb. And Daniel's somewhere off in a field pissing. And I'm fucking laying there. And I had enough leg strength to keep the car from actually like dragging me under. Daniel comes back from taking a piss, and I'm laying there on the ground, fucking covered in piss, holding my dick, and the car's about to fucking run over me, and he's like, is everything okay? No, motherfucker. Everything's not okay. Thankfully, he got inside and put it in neutral and kept the car from fucking crushing my body, so that's it.
I just drank 2 Four Locos in an hour and got really fucking deadly sick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Actually, it was probably more like 45 minutes. I didn't realize what they were at the time. Like, it was like, oh, it's one of these energy drink beers, you know?
That was a mistake. Yeah, you fucking...
I was grabbing some dude's woman's breast, apparently. I don't remember it. Sam had to drive me home, and what did I say?
This motherfucker's in the back seat like the Tasmanian devil, just screaming and shit. He rolls down the window. He looks over at me. He's like, this is going to be so awesome. Sticks his head out the window, dude, and just paints the entire side of the car with vomit. Just...
Yeah, it's like that scene in Fear and Loathing.
Like he was fucking high. I think you were farting, too, at the same time. That was really distracting, by the way, while I was driving. Vomiting and shitting yourself and fucking... That was rough, dude. Rough. What's the most disturbing thing you've ever done sexually?
Oh, shit.
Nothing?
No, I'm trying to... which is the most disturbing?
going through an archive.
I would probably say making the old lady lick my finger that I just stuck up her ass and she knew what was happening.
Nice. Dale, you got anything?
Driving my sports car into the middle of a wood and then standing up because there's no room in the sports car, standing up and shagging. Not really, no.
Other than that, no.
With a big audience, incidentally, that I didn't know about at the time.
When I was 15, no, 14, 14, I fucked a grapefruit.
That so happened. You that's going to sting.
Yeah, doing the American I learned that at the time. Before. Yeah, this was way before.
Is that kind of story? I got one that's pretty bad then. But you go ahead with the grapefruit. This one's pretty sad.
This was long before the days of Fleshlight. I was fucking 14 and just jerking off like 12 times a day, which I still do now. But I was trying to find something in my house to fuck. I was like, you know, I bet if I took a grapefruit and I cut a hole in it and then I squirt some lotion in there and heat it up in the microwave, it'll probably feel like a pussy. I was wrong. I was real, real wrong.
It felt like a fucking battery acid.
Yeah, it was like sliding your cock into a pool of battery acid. That's exactly.
Shit
what it
just
was.
Got real pH balanced.
Alkaline, son.
One of the worst thing I did, now that you bring up the grapefruit, though, is this is no joke, and I think I've told this once, but I don't think it's anywhere like findable. And I think you've heard this one, Dale, about how I was on ship for like months and months.
Yep.
And I decided it would be a good idea to take my K-bar, which is that knife that you hook onto the end of your rifle.
Yeah.
And I cut a hole in my mattress because there was nobody below me because it's where they stowed the other mattresses. And I fucked my goddamn bed one night on ship in a berthing when everyone was asleep of like 30 fucking people were in there. It was one of those things where it's like I stuck my dick in. And I'm just like clenching my ass muscles because you don't want to move and let anyone know that you're like awake because there was fire watch going, like somebody was up. So here I am just fucking casually like
stroking one out in the mattress.
No, ninja fucking my bed. I wasn't even stroking it, dude. There was no hands. I was with my mattress.
And Superman.
It wasn't too bad, but.
Probably one of the only men on earth that's ever fucked a Sealy posturepedic. That's fantastic.
It's even of that quality, dude. I mean, military mattresses are about the same as jailhouse mattresses. So, it got the job done. I wouldn't do it again. I was kind of lonely, so don't judge me.
Well, I've been thinking about starting a donate a Fleshlight to a soldier in need program. I think we're going to fucking do that. I think we're going to set something up.
Seriously.
Yeah, I think that would be a great fucking idea, because I know certain places soldiers are stationed, they can have them, but a lot of soldiers can't, especially ones here in the U.S., so I think that would be good. I think that would be a bit, I think that would go over well, so that's cool.
I know the camps out here, at least in California, Camp Pendleton, where they don't even have chicks in the camp. Like, where I was staying, there was no broads, dude.
You could at least see one walking by once in a while.
No, they weren't allowed in, period.
No spank bank material at all. That's terrible.
It was bad, man.
That's rough. Goddamn.
Going to post-traumatic stress disorder. No, this is
PTS. PTS from no pussy. That's fucked up. All right, gentlemen. Titties or ass, and why? Well, I'm a fucking total ass man. I'm an absolute ass advocate. I don't know where you guys stand. What's your thing?
Titties.
Titties. You titty man.
Yeah. Titties. Do you like
real asses? Are wonderful. They don't smell. Some of them do. I'm sure Honey Boo Boo's mom's ass smells. just picture Sugar Bear in there, just burying the brown eye motorboat in her cheeks. Now, do you like fake titties or do you like real titties? See, if I
like any.
Any.
Any. Apart from moobs. I don't. Enjoy moobs apart from my ankles.
I'm canceling my Vegas shit then. Fuck.
y'all are gonna. Jason was gonna take you to the anti-Strippendales. I think there's actually a place in Vegas where fat guys dance. You guys should check that out while you're there. Yeah, it's like a Chippendales, but it's for fucking fat dudes.
Text me after the show.
I want to know how you know this.
You guys should do your show from there. You should do a remote. Just
we can't haul the equipment out. We were going to do a show from there, but
that'd be
it's
fucking
just the
awesome.
Logistics of it's a real pain in the ass. Because yeah, so I don't have a laptop.
Can't the equipment. Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What'd you say, Dale?
No, nothing.
Hey, I'll bring my shit out. I just don't have a computer. You bring your fucking laptop. I'll drag my shit out. We'll do a show from there, you fuck dick.
Well, I'm bringing the computer anyway. So.
Well, I'll just bring my mic and mixer. Are you going to drag your fucking mic on the plane?
Yeah. I was going to anyway.
Nice. Oh, yeah, because you're coming over. Sorry. Anyways.
Vegas show. Nice.
Out. We can work this out off your show. Sorry.
Another damn talk show in Vegas. That'll be fucking cool as shit. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Do the last show in Vegas.
Y'all gonna pull some of that hangover shit?
Oh, I wish we were going with you guys. That'd be fucking awesome. Be fucking
oh god, it would be the last time I would see the outside.
We have a tendency to roofie the Jaeger. So
the guys that came on our show whacked out on cold codeine or some shit.
Vicodin,
yeah, whatever. It's the same thing. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, here we are. It's like, one of us is drinking, the other was drinking non-alcoholic beer. And here you fuckers show up taking hard drugs and shit. Like, oh shit.
You know, it was a lazy Tuesday afternoon. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, we just casually take painkillers.
Smoke a little weed. That's what it is. Speaking of intoxicants, all right, favorite alcoholic drink. Daniel, I'm going to have to go with Mickey's Fine Irish Malt Liquor. What you got?
I really don't know. Whatever gets me drunk.
Anything that's fermented.
Okay, well, I take that back. I don't like all the natty ice and all that shit.
Nah, fuck natty. Fuck nasty ice.
I know you like that.
Heaven Hill Vodka is pretty rough, too.
Oh, that's so bad. You know you can still get Zima in Japan.
What's wrong with Heaven Hill?
Jason the hangover. Says he belches some up out of his esophagus.
Anything that's 1.75 liter and $7.99 at the store is what I drink. I'm not even kidding.
I've drank it. It's I think it's as long as you don't drink too much of it.
Just whatever.
It kills me.
Pussy, dude. Just mix the shit.
it's like malt liquor, dude. I drink. We have this thing on Tuesday that we call Chicken and Malt Liquor Tuesday, where we go to KFC and we get a bucket of chicken, and then we hit the liquor store and we get a case of Magnums. Do you guys know what Magnums? Yeah. Okay. Fucking. We had like.
Me and Dale did that. We go get chicken. You put the condoms on the chicken legs. Wow, your butthole big time. Extra crispy is like a French tickler.
And then you take the condom off and eat it, right? That's the only way to do that. Gotcha. Yeah.
Why waste
chicken?
No, I stuff it on my bottle.
Yeah, you don't be dense.
Just the skins, though.
Well,
just
you know, you could just stick, like, you get the drumstick and you stick bone up the butthole, and then you eat the chicken while it's in the ass.
I think this could be a new fetish, Mr. Oblivion. You could have just created something here. Eating chicken out of ass. That's, I don't know.
Chicken to lick my ass Tuesday.
You might as well go ahead and name it. Do you have a name for this fetish?
I don't have no.
Chick-fil-A.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. That's beautiful. That's fucking.
Well,
that was
gay. I mean, they're for the gays and all their shit. So why not just name it after them? Because they love the
solid gold. What are you gonna do tonight, Bob? Well, I'm gonna go home and fucking roll the old Chick-fil-A on the old lady. Stop it.
Hey, who wants the Chick-fil-A?
fucking grab some greasy Popeyes on the way home and lube up her hole. Fucking.
It's my ass.
Jesus Christ. All right, one more here. All right, what's the ugliest girl you've ever fucked? Do you remember her?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Did she have teeth?
Yeah, some broad in Michigan. Her name was April. Oh. She loved Jesus.
Oh, Why is it the girls that love Jesus, their vaginas usually smell different? Do you guys notice that?
Nah, her vagina was... I don't mean... it got the job done, but... But the thing is, then, like, 16 years being in California, when I was back in Michigan, like, I don't know, a couple months ago or whatever, I saw a photo album of, like, me and her, and I like, saw a picture of her, and I was like, oh, fuck. Because living in California, your taste changed because you realize that not all bras look like some kind of piece of Midwest trash.
Right.
At least where I grew up. I'm not saying all Midwest trash is trash, just the trashy ones are trash. You know what I mean? The
trashy ones are trash.
Okay.
Then. Whores.
Dale, you ever fuck an ugly girl?
I married her.
Oh, that's
that's rough, isn't it?
Fucking rough.
So nice. Why would you say something like that?
Because not listening.
I've fucked a couple of uglies, but I can't top. I got a friend of mine who said he fucked this cripple chick once that was fucking. Like, she was really ugly. He said the pussy was good, but her leg braces scratched the fuck out of his back.
Yeah, that reminds me of this porno. I haven't seen it. I've only heard of it. But apparently it's a girl with a glass eye. She pops out the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Dude fucks the hole. And she vomits. And it's like,
where can I find this online?
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, man. I know what's fucked up? About. I've never looked into it.
Yeah, a guy literally skull fucks a chick.
Socket?
I guess.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
Yeah. Dude, one of my buddies, he swears he watched this fucked up porno with this bitch getting fucked in the eye socket.
Oh my god, it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh my god, it's the best thing I've ever heard.
How awkward would that be? Like, lubing up beforehand and just staring at
just
her.
Like, she's got a glass eye, so, like, wouldn't he just wreck the socket?
You would think
so. Look all used up and broken. The eye just rolls around like those googly eyed cats.
What about the next day, though, when you're all making pancakes?
That's leaking into him.
I was gonna say, I wonder if he busts inside her head if it comes out her nose.
Oh, that's rough.
Hey, you have an ear infection? Oh no, it's just draining. Sorry. Smells like two
frying. No, it's just cum.
Jesus Christ!
Ah, the things people will do.
Suck it.
All right. Okay. Last but not least, would you suck dick for $1 million?
I would. I'd do anything for me, but I'd suck dick for free, but whatever.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Fucking anything with fucking...
Wait a minute. That's what you're saying? So you'd suck dick for free, too? So you're a closet homo like I am? Oh,
no, but anything with 50s attached to it, I'm on my fucking knees.
Okay. Hold on, though, because Honey Boo Boo's mom, her weight's got 50s attached to that. You're on your knees doing that, too?
I have no desire to muff dive that fucking train wreck trailer trash of a fat woman. No, not at all.
You'd want to use her taco drippings as hair gel, huh?
I don't have hair.
I bet her pussy smells like crunchy socks.
Oh. Bad cheese. Limburger cheese. You ever smelled Limburger cheese? It's this really strong fucking German cheese. It smells like fucking, it just smells like fucking old ass and dead hooker pussy. It's awful. But it smells just like that. Dead hooker pussy. That's right. What? I'm the only person that smelled dead hooker pussy?
I don't smell it. I just throw the shit in the bay, dude. Jeez. Smell that shit.
I mean, when they've been in the car or your trunk for a couple of days, it shit starts to let out, you know? You gotta fucking... Jesus Christ. Dale, would you suck dick for $1 million?
What are you doing, dude? Yeah, you would.
I guess I probably would, actually. No, make it £1 million and I'll do it.
What's the conversion rate there? It's like three quarters.
That's about $1.5 million.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're gonna make it worthwhile. You're gonna have $500,000 for the cleanup afterwards.
Would you swallow?
No.
No.
You're already done. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the condition. Like, you know. Dude. What if you got to choke it? Sometimes, what is it, George Carlin used to say? Sometimes to get ahead in life, you just got to take a load in the back of the throat. That's words to live by. Words to live by.
What's George Carlin? Are you talking about the George Carlin down at the corner of 5th and 7th? That guy with the that you were giving crack to?
He sucks a good dick. He takes his teeth out. It's called a gummer. Have you heard of this? It's where they pop the teeth out and they suck your cock.
With a rack'em Willie.
Rack'em. 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 I'm going to suck on your dick a little while.
I heard about that big dick you got.
Let me pull on your dick a little while.
No.
I heard about that big old dick you got.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, gentlemen. God damn. Jason and Dale, another damn talk show on Jackalope Radio. Guys, tell our half-drunken listeners again where they can hear your show.
JasonBlivion.com. That's the easiest place. We got everything linked up, or just go to iTunes, another damn talk show on iTunes.
Right the fuck on. You guys are great. Thanks for being on the program. You guys are fucking hilarious. We love having you guys on. You guys are welcome back anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, we love being on the Mediocre Show. We love you guys.
Jason, wrong show.
Oh. Hey. Yes. Love you guys, Bubba. You guys are the best. I don't know what happened with the whole satellite thing, but thanks for having us on. Love it.
Fucking killed me, man. All right, guys. Fucking
Anthony. Now, which one of you guys was Opie and which one was Anthony? I was confused this whole time.
Oh, my God, dude. My stomach hurts from laughing. Okay. Jesus Christ. Thank you guys for being on the program. We'll talk to you soon. Jason and Dale, ladies and gentlemen, fucking fantastic they were on the program with us tonight. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. Check out our website, www.samanddannation.com. Go online tonight and buy yourself a fleshlight, because if you're listening to the program tonight without a woman, you probably need a fake vagina. Ladies and gentlemen, to take us out tonight, we got a song from one of Dan and my favorite bands, CKY, with a little 96 Quite Bitter Beings. We'll see you folks next week. Have a good night.
Through the cloudy town of Bellevue, population 96, except some vacancy. Well, maybe in the shadow of an eye, all the strangers passing through it, where the rules just don't apply. Cause 96 quite bitter beings like to stack the bodies high. The only way to ever leave is over flooded by the storm. And entanglement in hell you brings you fear in 54. And not once, so what's the cost to leave the blood stay in the veins? Close it away.